Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raw Podcast. It has been a hot minute since we've been back on Raw Podcast. But you know what? That's summertime. That is important to pause. And maybe for you, it isn't summer and it's some other part during the season for you to take that rest. We pause Raw Podcast to come up with new creative ideas and to take rest as well. We need that to rest our voice. Well, today, I have a very special guest on here, and I'm going to share a little bit of a story behind this. And as I bring her on here, maybe she can share some more about that too and what she saw. So I remember when I was not too long ago, I think it was the beginning of the summer, there's a market here in Canmore, and there's so many beautiful souls at that market. But I remember going to the pool and I was walking in and I took note of this one booth that was in there, and it was like, I needed to talk to that woman. Like, I walked by and I double taked, and I don't normally do things like that, but I knew in my gut that I needed to stop and say hello. One, that she was just beautiful, like her hair is gorgeous, and but she had this energy about her and I knew I needed to talk to her. And then I saw her whole family there and it was like, oh, and they're beautiful souls. And I could just tell there was such a solid, incredible connection with her family. And that's where it all started, where I was like, I need to know this woman. And this woman's name is Chantilly Foreman. And she runs this incredible business called Apothic Woman. And I guess it was part of the name that also attracted me to her as well. And I was like, what is this all about? So I want to welcome Chantilly on today. How are you doing today?
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. And I'm just glad that we were able to keep going down this journey of getting to know each other.
Absolutely. It was amazing when I first seen you too, because you were actually the very first gentle smile of the entire season for me.
Aw, it's funny how like the universe kind of connects people like that. And I think it's really beautiful. So thanks for showing up and being at the market, or else we wouldn't be sitting here talking today.
No, it was nice to be there.
Amazing. So can you just tell the audience that's listening right now a bit about who are you? Who are you?
I am a mother, first and foremost. It's my number one job. I try and make sure that everything I do is centered around my beautiful little beings. And I am a survivor. I just continue to survive and evolve as a person and trying to show my children, which are all females, how to survive in this crazy topsy world.
Wow. And when you say survivor, is there something, I'm curious, I'm totally going off topic here, but this is what happens on Raw Podcast, Chantilly. So like, what is it about the survivor? Like, why that word?
I think that it's really rooted in my very upbringing from the beginning of me. From the time I was 2, I was pretty much thrown into the deep end. I was an unwanted child, so I had to sort of scramble to make sure that I existed. I lived in a very turbulent family where we were always on the run, always leaving, always doing things. And when I was very young, I ended up in foster care. So I was being bounced around quite a bit in the system. So it was a struggle to keep on my feet and to keep my head above the water, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then I guess early on, I made some interesting decisions, which evolved into an early marriage, my first marriage. And my first daughter was actually kidnapped when she was 2.5. So that's what really made me cling to my remaining children. As I had them, I knew that the time I had with them was not guaranteed. Mm. So I made sure that every moment that I had with them counted. And then Life just happened. Life kept on happening. We had so many illnesses. My youngest was born with craniosynostosis, which meant that her actual skull was fused together, so her brain couldn't grow. So at the age of 9 months, she had to undergo brain surgery and a cranial vault surgery, where they actually deconstructed her entire head and put it back together. It was pretty intense. And then on the heels of that, I was diagnosed with a rare form of womb cancer. And yeah, our life just kept on spiraling, but we never spiraled out of control. We just sort of became like a little tornado and spiraled into each other. So it was distressing, but a blessing at the same time.
Wow. Resilient woman you are. Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Chantilly. That's a vulnerable story. So thank you for explaining who you are and in the sur like where that where the survivor comes from. I mean, wow, yes, you embody that 100%. So thank you. So many like questions are coming out for me, but I'm going to keep flowing into the questions, and I just feel like things are going to come up in our conversation here, so bear with me here. Where did it all start for you? The passion behind your business. That's where I'm going to go today. The passion behind your business, and like, how did that all come to reality? So that would be, with Apothic Woman, how did that all come to reality?
I've always found solitude in nature. I've always found that my only place where I could ever be calm and safe was when I was in nature. So at a very young age, I started learning about plants and what I could be healed from, the healing power of actual just what you call weeds around us. And they're not weeds. They're very powerful, powerful plants and herbages. So when I was diagnosed with cancer, I really started looking into how did this happen, which of course there's no real rhyme or reason. It's just sort of it's you. And so then I started looking at, well, what can I do to heal myself, and how can I stop this from happening again? And so I started really going back into my first love, which was herbology. And I started delving deeper into my understanding of the herbs and putting them into medicinal tonics and formulations. And that was really where it started. I started using it to start to try and heal myself. I did have to go through cancer therapy and everything else, and I lost so much hair, and it would not come back in patches. So that's where I sort of had to start trying to help myself. And so I guess I'm sort of rambling here, but that was pretty much where my thought process was. I was trying to make sense out of the situation and to use the only thing that made sense to me, which was nature.
And that's how Apothic Woman came to life.
Yeah, she came to life by just deep rooted in nature, the wisdom that nature has. It's so powerful, but we choose not to listen, because the rest of the world has such a big booming voice, and it's so easy to get distracted when sometimes it's just the humble dandelion that can give you the most relief. And
It's
so it that's
so
it.
true. It's so
Yeah.
true. Like I resonate what you're saying, and nature and being out, like I'm a lot like you too, in that sense of being out in nature, whether it's by yourself or with your family, but there's so much healing out there. And so nature to me too is water as well. So I understand where you're coming from, right? There's so much power in that. So much learning, so much wisdom behind that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 100% agree with you. Oh. And where do you find that? Like, you live in Calgary, correct?
Yes,
Yeah.
we do.
So where do you find that in Calgary? That nature, that stepping outside. Do you have a favorite place to go? You don't have to say exactly where it is, but like maybe the aroundabouts.
Yeah, honestly, we literally make the drive up to Kananaskis and to Canmore frequently, because as much as we try and go down to the local beauty spots, it's not really the same. There's just something special, something very, very special about the mountains.
Oh, and what is that specialness for you in the mountains? And or maybe there's a place in the mountains where you gravitate to more than others.
No particular place in general. It's just the feeling, it's the air, the way the air circulates, that crispness. There's just this energy. It's beautiful up there. I love being so close to what was unspoilt sometimes, and you just go off a beaten track a little bit and you just find these perfect little spots of beauty. And it's not perfect as in the world's idea of perfect, it's just so perfectly imperfect that it just it's just amazing. And I just love those. And it's also, you know, it brings it back to the kids too, just watching their face, watching how they discover it, and just discovering the world through their eyes as well. It's just, it's humbling.
There's so much to learn there too, like seeing that through their eyes, through a child's eyes out in nature. I know my stepdaughter, she in nature, like she talks to the trees, like, and then we start doing that, right? It's just this beautiful like thing that transpires, right? It's taking it back. It's play too, but it's, yeah, it's beautiful. We can learn a lot from our kids. So
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, on to the next question. What is your story that you hold close to your heart? And I feel like you've said some, you've definitely dove into that at the beginning, but like the story that connects to who you are and what you do as a rad active woman, is there anything else you want to add to that story that relates to your business, your family's business, Apothic Woman?
Well, for us, it's just really everything that we do here, it's going to be something that we would use for ourselves. It all has to be, it's not just commercial. We're not trying to do just making a dollar. It's not about that. It's about giving back as well. Mm-hmm. We try and keep everything as clean as possible, because I've always believed that the earth is, it gives so much and we don't give anything back. It's just awful. And so we try, we make sure that we plant a tree for every product that we sell as well. But it's really about teaching my children how to be self-sufficient, teaching my children how, you know, just to make something from what appears to be nothing. And I don't think that really answered your question. It was just sort of the whole idea here behind Apothic Woman. It's the apothecary. It's how to turn this handful of herbs or weeds into healing. So for different things that we have, it heals it in different ways. So it's a holistic approach. So.
Oh, you answered it beautifully. That's how you're supposed to answer it. So that was amazing. Thank you. What is your one wish for women who are listening to us right now to carry into their future as a rad active woman?
My one wish is to never give up on yourself. Mm-hmm. It's don't stop listening to that small voice inside you, and never feel as though you're somehow unworthy, or that things that happened to you in your past, or things that you've done when you didn't know any better, these are not things that defy you. Mm-hmm. That they don't define you at all. Like you, they were things that happened before.
Yeah.
And it's so important to move on and to love yourself regardless.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, next one. What is your one ripple effect that you would like to create, or maybe you already are creating for women out in the world?
The one ripple effect, I think, is we're trying to really jump onto the natural beauty bandwagon, where you don't have to be something else. Because, you know, what we're doing, what we like, our whole thing is about being the best you. It's not being anything other than the best you. So if you've got curly hair or straight hair or this hair or no hair, or if, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just, in my family, we always believe that you are an individual, you are a masterpiece. There's nothing that will ever be like you. So embrace it, it's beautiful. And that's what we try and do.
Yeah, I can see that in your family. Like when I've seen you at markets and in Canmore and in Banff, I can see that, I can feel it. Actually, you don't even have to say it, I can just see it. So your family embodies that. As a rad active woman, would you like to own your voice in other communities? And it could be It could be like local, it could be bigger than that. But is there a place where you would like to own your voice more, share your voice?
To share my voice more. I think the whole idea of sharing my voice is terrifying. It scares me. But at the same time, I believe I've gone through so many things that I can't just sort of let it be for nothing. Surely there's someone out there who's had an early hysterectomy, who, their path to having a family is now closed, or who's struggled watching their children go through these surgeries, or who's lost a child. These women need to know that there is after. It's not just now, that life does go on, even though you don't want it to think of it at the time. So if I could ever be of any kind of help to anyone in any such situation, I would love to.
I'm like right now, I just want to just celebrate you just saying coming on Raw Podcast and sharing your voice and your wisdom out into the world to other women that are listening. And I know some of the women that are listening will resonate and will relate to some of the things that you're saying right now. And they'll be like, yeah, their heart will be, ooh, yeah, I know that's going to happen. So thank you for being brave today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Yeah. So the last question, and this is a hard one, but you know what? I'm going to compromise with you a little bit on this one, and you'll understand why when I say it. So, can you give a shout out to one rad active woman and why?
One
I
radioactive
will
woman.
compromise with the one if you want.
Oh my goodness. Okay. The first woman that comes to mind is a friend I've had for ever and ever. Her name is Lisa Kalyu. She lives on the Isle of Wight, this teeny tiny little island off the mainland of England. And she is also a rad active woman. And reason being is because she's had to be everything. I have watched her struggle as her husband nearly died of cancer. I've watched her, and during the time she was full pregnant with her youngest child, it was insane. But through it all, she's been always had a, a pep in her step, and she's always made me accountable. Sometimes when I felt like, oh, I don't know, I don't know if I should really try and do this, she's always been there to try and be like, you really should. So I would say it would be Lisa Kalyu from the Isle of Wight.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I'm sure Lisa's receiving this and will hear this. So thank you for sharing that. So Chantelle, thank you so much for being on Raw Podcast, for sharing your voice, your wisdom again, your stories, vulnerability. I really feel like this is the first step to something bigger that you may choose to go down. So thank you so much for being here. Keep shining your light out in the world.
Well, thank you again for having me. Thank you so much, and you're wonderful.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much, Chantilly, for being on Raw Podcast. I'm actually a loss for words right now. To start off the season, with so much wisdom and vulnerability, and wow, you are a survivor, and you are going out into the world and you're sharing your story gracefully. There's just so much to be said about this interview, and I am just so honored to have had you on here as my first guest of the season. We're just getting started, and I am grateful for you. So thank you for sharing your wisdom, your vulnerability, and just showing up for you. So proud of you. Okay, everybody out there, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being here and holding the space here. Whether you're not here in person necessarily, but you're out in the world and you're holding that space for all of us and all of the incredible women in the world, no matter what you're going through. You know, a lot of what Chantilly said in this interview, there's so much wisdom in here, coming from the nature, to be the best you, to never give up on yourself, and that you're worthy You're so worthy of everything that you want in your life. The perfectly imperfect. I have that on my phone. Be perfectly imperfect. Fail, get back up, learn, and share that with other women in the world. Share that with your children, whoever it is that you think that needs that. I see that as a massive form of kindness. So thank you everybody for being on here. And I also just wanted to dive into something a little bit, is I wanted to give a shout out to Chantilly and her family around the products that they share. And we didn't really dive into that necessarily in the podcast, and that wasn't the natural flow where it was going. And I wanted to share how much I embody her products, and because I love them. They're natural, they're coming from the earth, they're all of that stuff. They smell like divine and they work. And there's something about one of the products she has that you use for your scalp, and I find it's yes, it's about the product, but it's about like taking care of your scalp and like literally giving yourself a massage, your brain, and taking care of your soul. So check out her products. I'll leave it in the show notes for you to reach out to purchase. She's in Banff this weekend at a 2-day market. I don't know the name of it. Harvest Market, I think. And check that out. She is there, Apothic Woman. Go and say hello to her beautiful family and her. So thank you everybody for listening to Raw Podcast. I cannot wait for the next woman to come on. Think water, think mermaids, think all of that fun stuff. I cannot wait for this amazing season. If you know a rad active woman in your life that should be on here, point her my direction and let's make that happen. Keep eating the beautiful soul you are and have a beautiful day.